good morning.
I'm wondering if we're running out of letters for generations here. Generation Z, I think that's the end. We're pretty much done there. What, can you tell me who Generation Z is, what age we're talking about here?
Absolutely. Well, I'm not actually from Environix. I'm from Engine People Performance, but we hired Environix to deploy a national survey for us in the summer. And Gen Zs are born in 1996 to 2012, so they're between 21 and 5. So obviously I wasn't surveying as young as 5, but I did go and survey people 14 to 21 across Canada to learn more about them.
And these are the ones who are now entering the workforce.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, they're graduating college and university. In some cases, are already in the workplace as summer students and students in frontline roles and retailers and absolutely they're coming into the workplace now.
What did they find out about Generation Z? What are they telling you?
Well, you know, it was really fascinating. We found that there was a lot of data that came out that was quite surprising for us. First and foremost, this is a generation that's bringing back some very traditional values. So they're looking around to gain loyalty. When we ask them questions like, do you think you need to, you know, have different jobs in order to be successful in your career? They said no. 85% of them want a job that they can stay at for a really long time. So that was a surprise for us. Things around their lifestyle and their expectations around money, for example, 63% of them identify themselves as savers instead of spenders. So we were pleasantly surprised by the data, and we think that we're going to see a real shift when this generation enters into the workplace.
No kidding. Wow. I wonder why that is. Are they picking up ideas? I guess baby boomers would be their grandparents at this point, probably.
Well, in some cases, yeah. I mean, it certainly from our data, what we found was interesting is that 39% of them have parents that are Gen Xers. And so only 18% of them were millennials. So some of them had baby boomer parents, but the reality is that absolutely with younger parents, they probably are experiencing a different kind of parenting style. So we saw a lot with the millennials where they had baby boomer parents, that helicopter parent, probably have heard that term,
yep.
Where the parents were hovering over their kids. I think what we're seeing, and we talk about this in our white paper, where there's probably a pullback now where more Gen Xers and perhaps some millennial parents are taking the approach of what's called a little more free-range parenting. They're a little more hands-off, and they sort of insert themselves at different parts of a child's life in order to give them guidance and direction, but maybe not the same kind of helicopter experience.
I understand that job security is a big thing for these Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
And they are. They're looking, again, for some of those stable roots. They're saying, I want job security. That was 89% of them, so that was really important for them. They said, I obviously want to go into a place where I can learn and grow and develop new skills, and every generation wants that.
Yeah.
But when we ask them some questions like, do you think it's important to do what your boss tells you to do? You know, almost 75% of them said yes.
Wow.
They see that. So I think what we're going to find is a generation that's quite balanced. They're very realistic, yet they're incredibly optimistic. They think that they're going to have a better future than previous generations. They want to own homes. They want to own cars. Despite some data that might suggest that that's going to be really tough to do, they're bringing a lot of optimism, but still balanced with the reality, I think, of what they need to do when they get into an organization to be successful.
Well, this sounds promising. Generation Z. Is there somewhere where people can find out more about the study, what happened?
Absolutely. So on our website, if people go to www.ngenperformance.com/Gen Z, there's a white paper there people can download. We have an infographic with some information about Gen Zs and a whole bunch of other pieces of information.
All right. Are they likely to call in sick if they have a little sniffle?
We don't know yet. That
okay.
I'm not sure.
We have some issues around here. Anyway, Giselle, thank you so much. Good talking to you. Good information.
Thank you so much. Have
All
a
right.
great day.